First-time home buying is still down since the recession, though it now appears millennials are starting to move out of apartments and their parents' basements. One place millennials are buying a majority of the houses is Des Moines. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
Danny Austin is a 33-year-old graphic designer and jewelry maker in Des Moines. She and her husband Ken bought their home about 3 years ago. The first-time buyers paid less than $160,000 for a ranch-style house not far from downtown. The three-bedroom wasn't a fixer-upper or in a transitional neighborhood. Austin even liked the interior's bold paint colors of orange, red, and dark turquoise.
That actually kind of sold the house to me a little bit. Seeing it not like painted all white or beige was very helpful.
Locally produced artwork and musical instruments fill the walls. There are also a lot of skulls.
People always ask me if it's a morbid thing, and I just really like how they look. So I kind of tend to buy a lot of home decor in the month of October and then just leave it up all year.
Austin says she feels very lucky to own a house, and in central Iowa, she has lots of company these days. 59% of borrowers here who used a mortgage to buy a home in this year were between the ages of 25 and 34. That far outpaces the national average of 37%. That data comes from Realtor.com. The website's chief economist, Jonathan Spoke, says this is partly because housing in Des Moines is relatively cheap for both buyers and renters.
If you're in a scenario where you're spending 25, 30, or even more higher percentage of your income on rent, you're not going to be in a good position to save for that down payment.
Additionally, Des Moines attracts an educated workforce because of its strong insurance and financial sectors. Alora Raymond does research for the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. She says while home buying is still down since the recession, the median age of first-time home buyers actually skews slightly younger.
And that's because the youngest first-time home buyers also have the strongest credit.
Yes, millennials have a lot of student debt, but they don't have much other debt from credit cards or car loans. In fact, survey data suggests millennials aren't big drivers. Raymond says while the majority still buy in the suburbs, more and more young adults are buying in locations where cars are less necessary.
And we confirm that overall, millennials are buying about a mile closer in on average than older first-time home buyers and also closer than existing homeowners, younger and older.
Suburban Des Moines-based Hubble Realty says it's having its best year ever. Vice President Rachel Flint attributes this partly to millennials who really want to live downtown.
They want to walk places. They want to go places and not have to worry about driving their car.
Flint is showing off 26 new townhouses near Des Moines Sculpture Garden and says about half the units have already been sold to young professionals. So where were all these millennials living before moving into swanky townhouses?
They were living in apartments with their friends or they were living in their parents' basement, and they were taking their time until the moment was right for them.
For cities that would like to attract millennial home buyers at the same rate as Des Moines, it appears good jobs and affordable housing must be in the mix. But to really coax frugal 20 and 30-somethings into home ownership, it's best to develop housing near a city center. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Bowden in Des Moines.